you, Jesus. Place today, and you've never ever asked Jesus into your heart. You've never bowed your knee. His presence is so strong right now. You've been sitting in that hotel room, that hospital bed, that prison cell, maybe that living room. And maybe in this time, you've never ever come to the place where you've said, Lord, I want you to come into my life to be my personal Lord and Savior. I don't want this hour to go by without giving you that opportunity. You might have stumbled on this channel by accident. You might be watching because a friend sent you a Facebook post. The Bible says there's only one way to gain eternal life, and that is through the blood of Jesus. If you've never asked Him into your heart, I want to lead you at home in a prayer where you too can know first and foremost that should anything ever happen to you, you have eternal life. Jesus living on the inside of you. Maybe you're backslidden. You're sitting there all alone, and as has been shared already in these last few hours, maybe you're in a place where you've been contemplating taking your life because you feel like no one loves you. I want to tell you, Jesus loves you. The very touch of His presence and His glory right now that's coming into that place where you are watching this broadcast, it's that very love that you're experiencing. And He's calling you and He's saying, come. Come. Make right with Him today. Maybe you're in a place you say, Pastor Andre, I once knew Him, but I've drifted away. I'm not where I should be. He's calling you to come back today. Maybe you're in a place where you're not sure. If something had happened to you, where would you go? Because you don't have the assurance of eternal life. Today, wherever you are, I want you to know He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. And He's calling you today. You say, what must I do? What must I do to be born again? One simple thing, pray a prayer. And ask Jesus into your heart. That's how simple it is. I want every head bowed, yeah, I want every eye closed. As we close out this hour and we go into the next hour of broadcast, if you're in the studio and you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, today is your day. If you're at home and you don't know him as your personal Lord and Savior, today is your day. Would you, wherever you are, just still yourself now. And pray a prayer with me wherever you are. And invite him to be your Lord, your Savior, your Master, and your friend. Here's the prayer. Just say, Jesus. Pray it with me, everyone. Just say, Jesus, I hear you calling me. I hear you knocking on the door of my heart.
I hear you knocking on the door of my heart.
And today,
I
open that door.
I open that door.
And I invite you.
And I invite you.
To come in.
To come in.
I know. That I've not done. What I should have done. And I've been running from you. But Jesus, today, I make a decision to run to you. I open up my life and I say, Jesus, come. And live in me. Take full control of my life. Every aspect of my heart and my life. And Jesus, live forever inside of me. I give you everything. I give you all, of my past, everything. And today, I receive forgiveness. Today, I'm washed by your blood. And I know that everything of my past is now past. And today, I start a new walk with you. Thank you, Jesus. I now know I am born again. I am your child. You live inside of me. And that means, should anything happen to me, from this moment on, I will be with you. In eternity. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, come on. Give the Lord a hand. Wow. Listen. If you prayed that prayer, you are born again. What does that mean? You, his child, you are going straight to heaven. If anything ever came across your path, you have eternal life. Your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Welcome to the family of God. Come on, let's give them another big hand. Welcome to the family of God. Welcome. Now, what I want you to do, I want you to move to the phone. I want you to call the number on the screen right over here. There's a number. I want you to call. If you're in South Africa, call the South African number. If you're in the UK, if you're in the USA, call that number. Say, I prayed the prayer. I'm born again. And there's a prayer counselor waiting to pray a little bit more with you. Take your details. We want to send you something special that you can continue your journey and that you can grow in the fullness of who he is on the inside of you. This is the beginning of the greatest week of your life. We're going to be with you the whole week. However you're watching this broadcast, I want to ask you, you tell your friends, I want to ask, tell your family, stay tuned to this channel. If you're watching on an iPad or over the internet, stay tuned. Every moment you get, grow in the Word of God as we go on a journey together. And as we step by step through this whole week with faith on fire, go to all that God has for us. Come on that journey with us. We invite you and watch what God's going to do. Isn't He wonderful? Come on, isn't His love, His presence, His glory just so awesome? He loves you. Let's just stand to our feet, lift our hands, let's worship right now. His love's all around. Let's celebrate His victory. And let's just love Him right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Together, that someone can pray with you for this decision. On Facebook, post, let us know you prayed the prayer. If you're watching on Facebook as well, and just let the glory of God come and touch you in your home, wherever you are. Hallelujah.
You know what?